I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, we turn to Silicon Valley, where several giants in the technology field, including Apple and Google, have refused to release data about the diversity of their workforces. We will ask why. But first, we want to talk more about unemployment. Since this recession has been officially acknowledged, on this program, we've had many conversations about unemployment overall and its disproportionate effect on some groups, like teenagers, the less educated, seniors, blacks, and Latinos. The overall unemployment rate, for example, is just under 10%. But that number is far higher for African Americans, more than 16%, and it's even higher for black teens. Now some are questioning what role illegal immigration plays in that scenario, and they are asking, is illegal immigration a factor in the high unemployment rate for African Americans? Joining us to talk more about this is Cord Jefferson. He is a regular contributor to the online magazine The Root. His latest story is called How Illegal Immigration Hurts Black America. He's here with us in our Washington, D.C. studio. Also joining us is Carol Swain, professor of law at Vanderbilt University and the author of Debating Immigration. And she's with us from the studios there. Thank you so much for joining us, both of you.
Thank you very much
for having me.
Cord, now you cite the case of a North Carolina poultry producer that went from having a workforce that was 80% immigrant, presumably immigrant Latino, to 70% African-American in a very short period of time. Now, how did that happen and why did that happen?
There was an Immigration and Customs Enforcement raid in October of 2008 that came in and found 300 undocumented workers at the Rayford Farms, Columbia Farms processing plant in Columbia, South Carolina. And Rayford Farms was presumably spooked by that, as they'd been hiring undocumented immigrants for all their plants. And they systematically began firing all their undocumented workers. And within less than a year, what had been an 80% Latino production line became a 70% African-American production line.
Is this what gave you the idea?
What gave me the idea was seeing the unemployment rates skyrocket in this country, especially for African-Americans overall, but also African-American male unemployment is almost at 20% now, and that's
right.
Shocking.
I'm sure that the plant would argue that they weren't hiring illegal immigrants, and if they were, they thought that their papers were in order and so forth. There are those who would argue that that's an isolated case. You're making the broader argument that illegal immigration, a high rate of illegal immigration, is disproportionately affecting African Americans. Why do you think that that's so?
I think that, unfortunately, African Americans are disproportionately low-skilled, and African Americans are disproportionately low-educated. And those are the jobs that illegal immigrants are often, most often taking. And so I think that African Americans who are low-skilled and low-educated, who are out looking for employment in this sort of economy, they're competing with illegal immigrants, of which there are millions. And so I think that that's why they're disproportionately affected by this.
Professor Swain, what's your view of this? Do you think that that's true?
It's not an isolated incident. It's been occurring probably for the last 10 or 15 years. There's been story after story of factories and plants in the South where the white and African-American workers were laid off or gradually replaced with immigrant labor. The way our laws are, when these companies are caught, they get a slap on the wrist. So African-Americans have been displaced for a while. Their unemployment rate is always greater than the unemployment rates of white Americans, regardless of the economy. Some of that is discrimination. And the numbers that we see now of the high unemployment, it actually understates the problem. Those unemployment numbers are based on people who are actually looking for work. There are millions of people of all races that have just given up.
Professor Swain, can I just ask you to make a distinction between legal and illegal immigration? Are you specifically arguing that it's illegal immigration or immigration overall that is so profoundly affecting the employment chances of African Americans?
I want to be really clear because I have no problem with America being a nation of immigrants and immigration that's orderly and done legally. But there are some programs like the H-2B program, a visa program, brings in low-skilled labor from foreign countries to work in hotels and occupations where African-Americans and low-skilled other Americans that include whites and legal immigrants, legal Hispanics, have worked. And that is a problem. And if you look at how those programs operate, it's like indentured servitude. It's another form of slavery. What we don't need in America is competition in areas where you have qualified Americans that are unemployed. And so I'm not against legal immigration. I think we are all for legal immigration, but we have a broken system that floods the market in areas where we have Americans that are unemployed.
Let me just clarify this, Cord. In your reporting, is it your argument in your piece that it's high levels of illegal immigration that are so profoundly affecting the employment opportunities for African Americans, or legal immigration overall, or both?
I think that in my estimation and in my reporting, I think that I was sort of looking at illegal immigration only. And I think that the reason that I was is because illegal immigrants, rather, far more than their legal counterparts, are highly exploitable. And I think that that is one of the main reasons that you find these employers who are looking for cheap labor, who are unwilling to hire African Americans or low-skilled Americans of all races, who are unwilling to hire them instead of an illegal immigrant.
I had asked initially whether the case that you cited of this poultry plant in North Carolina is an isolated example. Give me the big picture about why you believe that this is not just an isolated case, that it's illegal immigration per se is dampening the employment chances of African Americans. Matter of arithmetic?
Yeah. Well, I think it's just a matter of arithmetic, and I think it's just a matter of opening your eyes. I think that knowing how many illegal immigrants are in America, I mean, these numbers in the millions are sort of accepted by people on both sides of the fence.
So if you figure that the number, even though the Department of Homeland Security suggests that there's about 12 million or just under 12 million undocumented or illegal immigrants in this country, and that they're competing with the approximately 12 million lower-skilled African-Americans who would also be competing for those jobs.
Absolutely. I think you just have to open your eyes in any major city in the United States. I think that if you go to any restaurant, if you go to any factory and you see Latino immigrants, I think that you'd be sort of naive and kidding yourself to think that all of those workers are legal.
The argument is that these immigrant workers, be they legal or illegal, are doing the jobs that most Americans won't do. What did you find in your reporting, or did you address that question of the employer preference? Is that they say that the labor market just isn't there? What did you find?
I did look into that, and I think that the numbers obviously show that there are, especially in this economy, Americans willing to do these jobs. And Audrey Singer, who's a senior fellow at Brookings, said that she does believe that immigrants would do jobs that blacks won't do, but only at the wages. That wages are an issue, and that blacks wouldn't do the jobs for these sorts of wages.
So that native-born blacks are in a better position to bargain?
No. Illegal immigrants are in a better position to bargain because they can undercut what black Americans would ask for as far as benefits and wages go.
Oh, so she's suggesting that there's actually an employer preference for illegal.
Absolutely.
Okay. Professor Swain, a final question to you. Why do you think it is that this argument has not surfaced previously, particularly given that a number of prominent African American intellectuals and political leaders have certainly made an issue of a high rate of unemployment among African Americans, but they have not really connected it to the rate of illegal immigration? Why do you think that is?
It's political correctness, and if you actually state these positions, you're sort of demonized. And one of the reasons that I wrote Debating Immigration and brought together those scholars was because I saw this was a neglected area and that most of the scholars, intellectuals, members of Congress were not representing the disadvantaged Americans on this issue. I think it's a disgrace.
But maybe it's that they think it's not in the long-term political interests of African Americans to be perceived as anti-Latino. Is that possible?
It's not, and it's not about African Americans. It's about Americans, because Latinos are hurt too.
Okay.
Legal Latinos, their wages are depressed. Some of them are in the same boat as African Americans. They're being discriminated against. It's also whites with low levels of education. It's an American problem. It's not a black problem. Black people get hurt more because of discrimination. And that's another American problem that's not being addressed adequately.
May I say one last thing? I just want to say that a lot of people and I got a lot of hate mail for this piece and sort of conflate as Professor Swain said, sort of conflate being sort of having questions about immigration as being anti-Latino. And I think that that's sort of that's a cheap argument. I don't fault illegal immigrants for wanting a better life here. I fault employers who look at qualified African-American job applicants and say, I don't want your labor. I want to hire somebody who's easily exploitable and to whom I can pay very, very obscenely low wages.
Cora Jefferson wrote the piece, How Illegal Immigration Hurts Black America, for the online magazine The Root. We'll have a link on our website. Just go to npr.org, click on Programs, then on Tell Me More. Carol Swain is professor of law at Vanderbilt University and the author of Debating Immigration. She joined us from the studios at Vanderbilt. I thank you both so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you.